Today I'd like to talk to you about one of my favorite players. In fact, I do have this man's jersey, Brian Urlacher. Played his entire 13-year career for the Chicago Bears. Played college football for the University of New Mexico. He was recognized as a consensus All-American and became one of that school's most decorated athletes. He was selected by the Bears with the 9th overall pick in the 2000 NFL draft, and he quickly established himself as one of the NFL's most productive defensive players. Listen to these things. He was born May 25th, 1978, 6'4", 258 pounds, Lovington High School in Lovington, New Mexico, 8-time Pro Bowl, 4-time first-team All-Pro, second-team All-Pro once, NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 2005, NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year 2000, NFL 2000's All-Decade Team, Consensus All-American. His New Mexico Lobos number 44 is retired. Had 1,353 tackles, 41.5 quarterback sacks, 22 interceptions, 2 touchdowns. And he is both in the College Football Hall of Fame and in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Came from a difficult background. Grew up in Washington, and then ultimately, because his parents broke up, his mom moved to New Mexico. And that's where he started a new life there and was immersed in sports and had interest in football, basketball, track, and even table tennis. But if you were to watch him play, you'd be amazed at the amount of speed as he's going to tackle somebody. But something struck me as I thought about what a character aspect to talk about with him. And for such a big man, I had opportunity to hear his Hall of Fame speech. And he even said that he had been joked about that he was going to keep his tears inside. And there were guys that were telling him to cry and to cry and to cry. And he hoped not, but he said, it's going to be hard not to when I'm talking about my mom. I hope I can fight them back, but we'll see. And he didn't. And there were times he was talking about his wife, he was talking about his kids. The reality of his mom dying in 2012 at the age of 51, and her strength in raising 3 kids as a single mom. And when you think about tears, you think about the Psalms. And Psalm 56:8 has an interesting perception of God and our tears. It says this in verse 8. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? And if you've ever had difficult times, and it's been times of tears, and maybe that your life hasn't got to that point yet, but maybe someday it will. It is amazing how he meets you there in your tears. And even a big man can cry, and it's okay. And so I don't know where this message finds you today, but maybe you need to talk to somebody, maybe you need to realize that even the God-man, Jesus, shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. And he wept not because he was sad about Lazarus dying. The difficulty was tied to he saw what Lazarus' death was doing to those that loved him. See, he conquered death. And he cares. And so I just want you to know today that tears, real tears, are not a sign of weakness. It could be a sign of meekness, but not a sign of weakness. And it's okay to be weak. But it's definitely not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of the reality of pain in this world. But someday those things will all turn. And I just want to know if you know Jesus personally. Do you know God through the person of Jesus Christ? Today, please seek him out.